Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One man injured in a shooting this morning in southeast Wichita. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Firefighters battled a large blaze in Andale Sunday morning.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We got some much-needed rain across Wichita and south-central Kansas between 1 and 2 inches in some locations. What does the rest of the day look like? Our complete forecast is coming up.
Police are investigating a shooting this morning in southeast Wichita. Just after 1 a.m., a man called 911 to report he had been shot near Harry and Batten. 911 received several reports of shots fired, along with the description of a car that had been seen in the area. The victim was taken to Via Christi St. Joseph with a reported wound to his leg.
Four people were injured in a shooting Saturday afternoon in northeast Wichita. Police Sergeant Jamie Crouch says it happened near Harding and 14th.
There was some type of gang-related activity, a fight that was going to occur at this location. There were several gang members. The information that we're getting that were hanging out in this location awaiting some other people to have a physical fight with.
Police say a vehicle pulled up near a home and shots were fired. Several people were inside the home at the time of the shooting. One person was hospitalized in critical condition, three others with less serious injuries.
Firefighters from Wichita, Colwich, Mount Hope, Valley Center, Bentley, and the Newton Fire Departments assisted Sedgwick County with a large fire in Andale.
The fire was first reported Sunday morning around 5:45 at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Flames and smoke were visible from the roof of the structure when the first units responded. Crews went into a defensive mode as the fire was reported throughout the attic. They also battled low water pressure and had to have water trucked in from Valley Center. Andale police urged residents to limit water use so that firefighters could battle the blaze. EMS transported two firefighters to Via Christi St. Francis Hospital with burns. An official cause of the blaze is undetermined at this time, but a possible cause is a lightning strike as thunderstorms were in the area. Morning masses were held at Andale High School. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Finally, a bit of relief at the gas pump. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price for a gallon of regular fell 6 cents during the past couple of weeks to $2.95.
The low price in this survey of cities in the lower 48 states is Charleston, South Carolina, $2.44 for regular, and the high is San Francisco, $3.79.
It's the first price drop in nearly 4 months, but it's not likely to last. OPEC says it is limiting oil production going forward.
The Pentagon is preparing to build temporary camps for immigrants. Defense Secretary James Mattis says he's been talking to the Department of Homeland Security.
They have come to us asking us to build out temporary camps on two of our bases. That is what we have been asked to do. The details are being worked out between our staffs, exactly how much capacity they need at the two bases.
The Pentagon last week said it would make space available for as many as 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children who were detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
A new Kansas law goes into effect on July 1st, legally protecting Good Samaritans who break into vehicles to save overheating children, animals, and vulnerable adults. Several groups are planning to get together today in Spring Hill to talk about the law and show Kansans how to exercise that right. The event highlights the dangers of hot cars with planned demonstrations showing temperature rise in a car and how to break a car's window safely and easily.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wichita's 29th annual stop on the golf tour, wrapping up yesterday with some extra action. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
South Carolina congressional candidate badly injured in car crash. That story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Oklahoma's open governor's seat and whether to allow medical marijuana top the ballot in that state's upcoming primary election. Election officials hope the top billed races will drive turnout among Oklahoma's more than 2 million registered voters. Polls are open to Tuesday in Oklahoma.
Despite being involved in an horrific car accident, a congressional candidate is expected to make a full recovery.
South Carolina Republican congressional candidate Katie Arrington completed surgeries on her abdomen and to repair a spinal fracture Sunday. A campaign spokesman says despite the complexity of the surgeries, she won't have any neurological deficits or limitations and is expected to be out of bed and walking as early as a few days. Arrington was a passenger in a car that was hit by a wrong-way driver on Highway 17 south of Charleston Friday night. The driver of that car died. Arrington isn't giving up her congressional bid. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Already this year, there have been 18 confirmed child vehicular heat stroke deaths in the U.S. Every year, on average, 37 children die in hot cars in our country. Last year, 43 young children died. Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosnell talked to someone about what you can do to make sure it doesn't happen to your child.
Amber Rollins with KidsAndCars.org says it's important to look before you lock by checking the back seat every time you get to a destination. The best way to remember to do that is to put something you need when you get where you're going back there. Also, be sure to clue in anyone who may be watching your child in the summer months.
Parents also who are taking their children to daycare or a babysitter, you want to make a policy with them that if your child doesn't show up as planned, that they would call you immediately.
It's another good idea to keep a stuffed animal in baby's car seat and place it on the front passenger seat as a reminder when baby is in the back seat.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning we've got a report of a water main break, so watch out for a potential traffic hazard there. That's Edgemore, north of Central. And the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, I'm still seeing around $2.55 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
We had a pretty good shower come through here earlier this morning. How much rainfall are they saying we got here?
Officially at Eisenhower Airport, we got about 1.75 inches, so a pretty good amount.
That was just this morning, and yesterday got about 0.3 of an inch. So, hey, good shower this morning, huh?
Yeah, we'll take it. Definitely going to help us out with those drought conditions.
Okay, so what's the forecast today then?
Well, the rain's pretty much out of here. We'll keep just a very small chance for maybe something spotty through the afternoon, but it looks like most of that will stay north of here. Otherwise, we'll just get to see some increasing sunshine through the afternoon, some muggy conditions and breezy winds, and temperatures look to top off into the mid-80s. I'm going with 85 for Wichita, but depending on how long the clouds hang around, we might be a little bit cooler. But today is definitely the nice day out of the next week. Cool compared to the rest of the week ahead of us.
So what do we got tonight and tomorrow then?
So tonight, you're looking at just about 68 degrees, so a mild night. But tomorrow, we jump up 10 degrees. So we're looking at a high of 95 for your Tuesday.
Okay, so and it's not going to top there. We're going to, what, are you looking at about 100 on Wednesday, you think?
We'll definitely at least come close, especially with the humidity. I mean, you know, your heat index will easily exceed 100 for Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be up probably close to about 105.
Well, and we've had a couple of very nice days here for several days, and I guess time to get back into summer, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. You got to enjoy it today while it lasts because it looks like the heat is just taking over for the foreseeable future.
All right. Thank you, Katie. That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Right now we have a cloudy sky, 64 degrees and a west wind at 9 miles per hour. 7:12 here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted. Time for the Crime Stoppers update with Wichita Police Detective Wendy Hummel. Good morning, Detective. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Staying dry, I guess. But listen, have you got a featured crime to tell us about this morning?
Yeah, I do. We were featuring a case this past week that happened back in November of last year. What had happened was there was a vehicle that was broken into while parked at the YMCA East parking lot. Someone's purse was stolen, credit cards, a phone, a wallet, numerous things. Kind of fast forward to early this year, end of February, beginning of March, we had one of the cards that was stolen was being used at the Hobby Lobby store on the west side of town three separate times. Really great video captured the same male in all three incidents and two different females. The good news is I was notified over the weekend from the detective that by putting these pictures out and featuring it, he was able to identify all of the individuals involved. So the investigation is still ongoing. Our crime of the week is pretty much been solved over the weekend.
Well,
so I still wanted to share it with everyone, just to let everybody know that when we put things out and people call in, it really does make a difference.
Well, sure it does. Now, you say the detective recognized these people?
No. The detective needed help identifying them.
Okay.
We put this out. We started putting the crime of the week out towards the end of last week. And I don't know the details, but somebody called in and we were able to get some information about who these individuals were.
And that's the way it's supposed to work, Wendy, right?
Exactly.
All right. So, again, just for those who don't know about Crime Stoppers, this is not government money. This is all privately financed through people who are interested in solving crime, right?
That's right. 100% donation-based, which a lot of people don't realize.
And if you call in on somebody, you're going to be remaining anonymous. You guys have several steps people have to go through just to make sure that it's all anonymous and nobody knows who is making the tip, right?
That's right. And, you know, every month our board approves, you know, upwards of, you know, sometimes close to $2,000 in reward money, and people call in and they're able to get those rewards. So the system really does work.
And on the website, you've got a lot of archives. People can look in there, maybe see a crime that was weeks or months ago and solve that one too. So take a look at the website. And as always, don't forget the phone number, 267-2111, 267-2111. And thank you, Detective Hummel, for being with us again this week. The Crime Stoppers Update with Detective Wendy Hummel, Monday mornings, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Crime Stopper phone number. I've got it memorized. We've been doing this for these guys for several years now. 267-2111. Today is Monday, June 25th, 2018, and this is several big things happened on this date over the years. Let me share one with you right now. On this date in 2009, which would be how many years ago, Ted? 9 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson died of cardiac arrest in Los Angeles at the age of 50. Michael Jackson, of course, he was
only 50.
Only 50.
Wow.
And he first came to our attention, in the 70s when he was just the kid of the, what were the, Jackson 5.
Jackson 5, yeah.
They had a couple of huge hits on Top 40. And they had a hugely successful group, the brothers. And then he branched out on his own. I actually got to see him in concert at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City in the 80s and put on a heck of a show. I'm not a huge Michael Jackson music fan, but I got to tell you, that young man put on one heck of a show. He was a very, very talented entertainer.
I saw some kind of old TV clip, you know, maybe the Jackson 5 on the Andy Williams show or something old. And you could just tell, even when he was
just a
7
guy.
Years old, that just he had talent just exploding out of his body.
You could see it in,
yeah,
in
could
his
see
face.
It even from even when he was a little kid.
Yeah, he had it. And very, very talented man. 2009 on this date, Michael Jackson died of cardiac arrest in Los Angeles at the age of 50.
And who died that same day?
I don't have that here.
Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, that's right. I did have that. Farrah Fawcett died of cancer on this. She was
that
only,
same day.
I think she was 60.
I
saw that a while ago, and I didn't mention that. But Farrah Fawcett, of course, one of Charlie's Angels. All right, Ted, it's and with beautiful hair. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning, and Ted's going to tell us about the great big golf tournament that wrapped up in an exciting fashion yesterday, right, Ted?
Came down to even some extra action. The 29th annual Wichita Open, supporting Wichita's youth, finishing up yesterday at Crestview Country Club. Three golfers ended up tied at the end of the fourth round on yesterday's action, so they had to go to sudden-death playoff holes. One golfer dropped out after the first hole. They went and played 18 again with the final two, and you heard all the action. Of course, we had live coverage all weekend long on Saturday and Sunday right here on KNSS. Mike Kennedy and Jay Delling and Shane Dennis handling some of the play-by-play duties. And here's the big finish of yesterday's tournament here on KNSS.
There you have it. You got your 2018 Wichita Open champion, Brady Schnell, did it again, and a big fist pump to the gallery. So this one is over after a couple of playoff holes. Brady Schnell knocked it stiff twice.
What a finish. Brady Schnell, 33-year-old native of Spencer, Iowa, played his college golf at the University of Nebraska, has been a regular on this tour off and on since 2010, but his first ever win on this tour and goes birdie, birdie on a playoff with two other golfers here to win the 2018 Wichita Open.
There you go. Let's hear from the winner, Brady Schnell.
It was just a lot of fun. Like, I had a sense of calm today. It felt like it was my turn, even though I'm battling two guys that have spent plenty of time on the PGA Tour. I felt good about the day, and I think that translated into not being as nervous over shot.
Successful tournament again for Wichita. Of course, we got blessed this year with unbelievable weather for this time of year.
Really?
Just fantastic. Get
lucky there.
Yeah. And the crowds responded. Good crowds all weekend long at the Wichita Open out at Crestview Country Club. And just kind of, putting this into perspective, too, of course, guys on this tour trying to make it up to the PGA Tour and have success, and so many guys that have come through Wichita have done that, including this week's winner on the PGA Tour, Bubba Watson, who competed a couple times in the Wichita Open. Bubba Watson wins the Travelers Championship in Connecticut yesterday on the PGA Tour. He's the first three-time winner on the tour this year, and he gets $1.2 million for that victory.
Uh-huh.
NASCAR racing yesterday on the road course in Sonoma. Martin Truex Jr., the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer with another strong effort, finishing in third place. Clint's fifth top five finish this season, and yet he drops in the overall standings. He was leapfrogged by the guy that won the race, Truex. Bowyer in sixth place in the overall NASCAR standings right now. Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Kansas City Royals in Houston taking on the first place Houston Astros. This game got out of hand in the second inning for the Royals. You heard the game on KFH.
Next pitch swung on and belted. High in the air and deep to left and gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0 Houston. Well, when you fall behind, you're asking for trouble. And when you fall behind with the bases loaded, nowhere to put the hitter, well, he's expecting a pitch in a particular spot. And Gurriel got one, and he blasted it out. A grand slam home run, an 8-run inning for Houston.
Yeah. And the Astros won the game by 8. 11-3 was the final score. Royals fall to 3-18 here in the month of June. We have a brief one-game homestand for the Royals in the middle of a road trip. The Royals are home for one game only tonight, hosting the Los Angeles Angels in a game that got rained out back in April. So it's a makeup game, and they will play it this afternoon up at Kauffman Stadium. Live pregame coverage begins at 2:30 this afternoon. The game will start about 3:15, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And in pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts winning in North Dakota yesterday beat the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks 4-1, taking 2 out of 3 in that series. Wingnuts have won 8 of their last 9, and they continue even further north for the next 3 days, taking on the Winnipeg Goldeyes up in Canada. First game of that series at 7 o'clock tonight. Wingnuts are only 3.5 back in the South Division in second place right now. Winnipeg's in second place in the North Division. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
722 now. Keep it for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Liberals, global warming, and polar bears. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.